This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hi, Trish. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of the Zioli Show. And do us a big favor, please. Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribing always helps. Tell your friends. Enjoy the podcast.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
The president says we will have a wall, and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi say we won't. It's a major battle over a government shutdown. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. The Zioli Show on Twitter at Rich Zioli and 855-839-1210. Well, I'll tell you this. You know, the president is smart enough to know that with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, they'll never agree to a wall unless they absolutely have to. So the president is very wise here to come out and not give in to them, which is to not look like he's losing on the issue. He can't. He's got to hold firm, even if that means the government gets shut down. Fine with me. I am absolutely fine with that. There was a number of clips from today. First of all, the president said to Chuck Schumer, last time it was shut down, it didn't work out too well for you. He said, so let this be on me. I'm fine with it. Let this be on me. I think, actually, if the government shut down over this issue with Trump's base, it's going to do very, very well. Remember, this election is going to come down to a question, which is, can Donald Trump keep his base? If he can, then he's got a very, very strong chance of being reelected. He can keep his base. He's got a very, very strong chance of being reelected. What Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats are doing is they're hoping that they can separate Trump from his base on the issue of the wall. They don't care about border security and border safety and everything else because the wacko Democratic base that Robbie Mook's from, what kind of a grown man goes by Robbie, and that Cory Booker, Count Grantstangelo is trying to win over, and Kamala Harris and former Native American Elizabeth Warren, all of them, that base, open borders. And not open borders from the sense of, oh, people have a right to be anywhere they want, unregulated. No, no, open borders because they want everybody to come here and to get subsidies, to vote, and to become good little Democrats. And they've decided now that that's going to be their party position. Very different from where the Democratic Party was decades ago, and very different from where they pretended to be even a few years ago. Now it's the opposite. Now it's abolish ICE, shut down ICE, sanctuary for all, including criminals, and everybody gets to come in. So that base of which Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi years ago would have conflicted with their support of a border wall years ago, that base is now controlling the Democratic Party. But for these two, it's not about that. They don't care. They're not really, they don't really want a lot of illegal immigrants coming in to the extent that, say, an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez does. But their strategy is this. They go on Twitter. Well, I should say their staff members go on Twitter and they look up the tweets of Ann Coulter, for example. And Ann Coulter goes on to bash President Trump over the lack of a border wall. They read that and they think, you know, if good old Ann Coulter over here speaks for his base, then it's very, very simple. We just keep the wall from being built or funded and then he'll lose. Because if she speaks for them, then we know that we're basically coming very close to separating him from his people. So today she tweeted out something about, you know, how dumb does he think he is? How dumb does he think he is? She tweeted out, Trump holds all the cards on the border wall, and it's 50-50 that he'll cave. 50-50 that he'll cave. So they read that, and they think if he does cave and there's no wall, well, then he loses Ann Coulter, and he loses other people as well. Now, he's not going to lose me because the wall's not my issue. My issue is the judiciary. So the only way Donald Trump loses me as a voter is if he starts appointing liberal judges. If he does that, then I'm out. So far, he has not done that. I mean, Brett Kavanaugh was very disappointing yesterday with the Planned Parenthood decision to hear the case regarding whether a state can cut funding to Planned Parenthood. Very disappointing. But I knew that Brett Kavanaugh was going to be another John Roberts. I knew Brett Kavanaugh was going to be another Kennedy. It was laughable how Democrats were saying this guy was going to end Roe v. Wade. Please. But still better than any judge Hillary Clinton would have put on the bench. And certainly, I anticipate that all the other judges being put on the federal judiciary are rock solid for the most part. They're great. Are there voters out there, though, that would lose their support for the president? They would walk away if the wall is not built or funded by 2020? Yes, of course. Of course there will. Maybe not you. Maybe not the person you know. Maybe not somebody you talked to on Twitter today. But there are people out there that are that way. And if it doesn't happen, and the economy is not going great, and you can peel off a certain percentage of them, and it doesn't have to be a lot, that's how Democrats think they can win the White House in 2020. They're sitting back and they're looking at the big picture and they realize the Mueller thing's not going anywhere. The payments to Stormy Daniels thing isn't going anywhere. Not going anywhere. These things are not happening. What's happening now, they realize, is that Trump's base doubles down on him every time Robert Mueller says something or puts something out there, I should say. Every time that happens, then his base doubles down. But they also see this on Twitter. Ann Coulter retweeting somebody saying, "What's that, Donald Trump? I couldn't hear you over the stampede of illegal aliens pouring over our border because there's no wall or immigration control." In response to the president tweeting, "The Trump administration has accomplished more than any other U.S. administration in the first 2 years of existence. And we're having a great time doing it. All this despite the fake news media, which has gone totally out of its mind, truly the enemy of the people." So that's what I mean in terms of for the Democrats, they think, well, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. We get a recession. Stock market's not going to be great. And then we just peel off 10,000 here, 10,000 there, 20,000 here. Right now, we're looking at whether or not the Republicans are going to cave as well. I want to play for you a couple clips here. This is the president versus Pelosi and Schumer over votes in the House for the border wall. And then they get into Pelosi and Trump sparring over votes in the House. Then they get into the transparency issue. Then they get into whether or not we need to kick everybody out. Then we need to get into the issue of then what's border security. So let's begin now with cut number one.
I think American people recognize that we must keep government open, that a shutdown is not worth anything, and that you should not have a Trump shutdown. You have the White House, the Trump shutdown. You have the White House, you have the Senate, you have the House of Representatives, you have the votes. You should pass it.
No, we don't
right
have
now
the votes, Nancy, because in the Senate we need 60 votes.
No, but in the House,
and we don't
you
have
could bring it up right now.
Yeah, but I can't, excuse me, but I can't get it passed in the House if it's not going to pass in the Senate. I don't want to waste time.
Well, the fact is you can get it started that way.
The House we can get passed very easily,
okay,
and we do. But
do
the problem is the Senate, because we need 10 Democrats to vote,
no,
and
no, that's
they
not
won't
the
vote
point, Mr. President. The point is that there are equities to be weighed. And we're here to have a conversation
correct
in a prayerful way, so I don't think we should have a debate
correct
in front of the press on this. But the fact is, the House Republicans could bring up this bill, if they had the votes, immediately, and set the tone for what you want.
If we thought we were going to get it passed in the Senate, Nancy, we would do it immediately. We'd get it passed very easily in the House.
No, that's
we
not
would get it, Nancy, I'd have it passed in 2 seconds. It doesn't matter, though, because we can't get it passed in the Senate because we need 10 Democrat votes.
Well,
that's the problem.
Again, let us have our conversation, then
that's
we can
right
meet with the press again. But the fact is that legislating, which is what we do,
right,
you begin, you make your point, you state your case. That's what the House Republicans could do if they had the votes. But there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes, for a wall, no matter where
that's
you
exactly
start.
That's exactly right. You don't have.
All right, now, the president's point about he needs the votes in the Senate is accurate. You know, despite the press calling him a totalitarian fascist dictator, he's actually trying to go along with the legislature. So why then does Chuck Schumer then jump up and go, that's exactly right? And the vampiric one wants the press out of the room because she doesn't want you, the American people, knowing what they're talking about. So, hey, the mom and dad are talking here, kids. Get out of the room while we're talking. Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, who controls the votes of the Democrats, he pops up. Go ahead.
If I needed the votes for the wall in the House, I would have them in one session,
well,
would be
do
done.
It. Go do it.
It doesn't help because we need 10 Democrats in
no,
the
don't
Senate.
Put it on the Senate. Put it on,
of course.
Put it on the negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you this. And we're doing this in a very friendly manner. It doesn't help for me to take a vote in the House where I will win easily with the Republicans.
You will not win.
It doesn't help to take that vote because I'm not going to get the vote
well,
of the Senate.
The Senate.
I need 10 senators. That's
Mr.
the
President,
problem.
You have the White House, You have the Senate.
I have the White House. The White House is done. And the House would give me the vote if I wanted it.
Pay attention right there to what she's saying, because this is the strategy of what I'm talking about. This is exactly what I mean. Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, is showing her hand right now. Mr. President, you have the House, the White House, and the Senate. And you can't get it done. That's the whole argument. That's going to be exactly what they're going to talk about in 2020. They want to stop the wall from happening because they believe that that's the argument they can use in 2020 to keep a significant part of Trump's base home in the election. They know that Trump's base is not going to go out and vote for Kamala Harris or whatever wacko becomes a Democratic nominee, but they may stay home. Now, I got an email from a guy yesterday saying, if there's no wall built by 2020, I'm out. And today he writes to me and says, well, I'm not a one-issue voter. There's other things. All right, well, fine. Which is it? Some people, though, may be out. Again, maybe not you. Maybe not me. But this could be a close election. We have no idea what the future is going to bring. They are betting on the fact of this question. This is the question that Democrats keep asking. How do we separate this guy from his base? How do we break them up? No matter what happens, they're still with this guy. What is it going to take? And somewhere, some Democratic strategist is saying, you deprive them of the wall. You make him seem like just another politician who couldn't get it done, couldn't negotiate. And they'll stay home. Not all of them, maybe not you, maybe not me, but enough is what they say. So that's their strategy. You know, I don't know how many talk show hosts break down the political strategy for you, but that's exactly what I see happening right here. I don't talk to them, so I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty good at analyzing and thinking ahead in terms of what the political strategy is all about, and that's how I see it playing out. You know, when they're in their closed-door sessions, and Nancy Pelosi is asking them to bring intern blood over to sustain her for a few hours. She's saying, as she's gnawing on an artery, you know, hey, they tell me, according to the polling data, we can win Pennsylvania if 10,000 people stay home. Give me the leg. No, I want her leg, not a chicken leg. Give me her leg. I mean, literally, I want the thigh veins are delicious. This would be a great time for a Dr. Carabasi spot.
That's scare me. I thought, do I have...
I should have planned. Do we have one coming up at 5:30?
5:44, if we're
there
to
you
use.
Go. That's what we'll do then. Give me a good old twisted artery right there. This guy's covering him up with all his little fancy magic. I can't see them. So she's been around a very, very long time. And by a long time, I mean since the year 412. And she's seen a thing or two over time. And her Democratic operatives are telling her all this. Now, the president, with Pelosi and Schumer, said today, let's agree we need border security. Now, this is a trap here. Cut number four.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government. Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in good faith to negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open. We're going to keep it open if we have border security. If we don't have border security, Chuck, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm with you. We are going to have border security.
And it's the same border. You're bragging about what has been done.
By us.
We want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a
but
much bigger
let's,
section
let's
with
debate,
more money.
Let's debate in private. Okay? Yeah, let's debate in private.
That is devoid, frankly, of fact, and we can...
We need border security. I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes,
is that
we
right?
do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
See, that's the trap, though, is they want him to agree to border security without a wall. He needs to, for his own political stability, demand the wall, no matter what it takes. It's not my issue, again. My issue is the judiciary, but there are other people who have that issue. So don't let the Democrats distract you by saying, well, we're giving border security, because they don't mean that they're insincere. Some school districts in South Carolina will no longer have snow days. They're going to hand out Chromebooks to the kids. In 5 school districts, Chromebooks, so when the weather's bad, the kids can log on from home to do their daily lessons. What do you think about that?
They do that. This is what they do at Michael's, you know, he's new to high school. This
yeah.
is what they do. There are no snow days. In other words, even if you're home, you do the work.
It's awful.
I cringe for the kid. Like, that is awful.
I, you know what? At first I went, good. And then I thought about it. Wait a second. Snow days are a great part of growing up,
yes.
right? And also, if there's a snow day, the chances are that a teacher who's home has kids Right. Is she supposed to teach that day from home? How does that work exactly, I'm wondering?
Exactly. So why not just let them have the day?
Yeah, I'm with you. Have the day. Yeah. Snow days are great. Some of my best memories as a kid were snow days. You got your whole life to work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know, have a snow day. Take a day.
Sitting around the TV or radio waiting for them to call your school on either 2-hour delay or close. It was like, and when they said close, it was the greatest feeling in the world, honestly.
Yeah, it was if like you just conquered a country or something like that. You know?
I am king of the world.
Plus, this is, what, South Carolina? Like, how many snow days?
Like two.
Come on.
Well, yeah. they just got
oh, that's true.
Beaten down with snow. Well, North Carolina did.
Yeah, but that's an exception, though, really, not
the
rule.
You're right. 100%. Yeah.
What about this area, though? I think the problem in our area is they have too many snow days because they go, oh, look, a cloud. Shut it down.
Yep.
For the children. Don't they? They do this, is what they do.
It's, look, you got all those buses on the roads.
Just set her up.
Okay. Let's just not let us not forget the last one where Mayor Kenny said, "What snowstorm?"
That's true.
And we were all slipping and sliding and caught in traffic for hours and hours. School bus accidents. David,
my
at grade
David.
School.
Yeah, don't you mock her.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dawn.
You can mock me.
I'm sorry.
You should be rude.
Sorry about that.
Yes, go ahead, Dawn.
No, he was in a bus, slid off the road. Was in an accident.
See that? Mayor Kenny said, "There wasn't storm.
Remember that
wasn't snow. Listen. That wasn't storm. That
in
wasn't
Minnesota.
Snow. Yeah. Yeah, I gave sanctuary to that snow." He did. Well, I just think, you know, snow days are part of life. If you only have two or three, just stop having so many. I know what you're going to say. I got to get this guy on, Senator Declan O'Scanlan, and my buddy, he's a New Jersey senator. He put out a statement today. We need to stop brining the roads every time it drops below 40. We're wasting a lot of money on this, he said. I like this. He said, over-brining the roads is a large-scale waste of taxpayer funds. What they do now, Big Brine is behind this. Every time it drops below 40 degrees, they go outside and brine the roads. And you know what? This hurts cars, too. All that salinity
Absolutely.
Is bad for the cars. I'll tell you a true story. Want to hear this true story? Sure. I was driving to fill in years ago for Dom. Right. So I'm driving to work. I had a Jeep Patriot at the time. And I was back when we were at Bala Kinwar, right? So I could see to Bala Plaza from where I was. And the light changes and I heard a sound and the tire fell off the car.
What?
It fell off. It just snapped off. Whatever the thing is that holds a tire. What is it, an axle or something?
Sure.
Whatever that thing is. So it broke. And I, you know, luckily there was a listener who knew, because they like helped me with there was nothing they could do. You can't put a spare on it when the whole thing happened. So they drove me to the studio and then they came and towed the car, you know?
So the salt like ate away.
Exactly. So when I brought, the guy asked me at the dealership, he said, wait a second, do you live by the ocean or something? And I said, no, you know, I'm from South Jersey. He said, well, then it's definitely the roads because ever since they started doing the brine all the time, they said they're seeing more and more cases of, you know, the undercarriage of the car, pieces, whatever it is, rotting out or, you know.
That's why cars who aren't from, you know, who are like from Florida have more value generally because they don't have all that salt and brine.
There you go. That makes sense.
Totally.
That makes sense. You got to do the undercarriage wash.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. The undercarriage wash to... I might have brought it to Mongo's actually back then. Mr. Mongo, my buddy, he might have been the one who told me that. He said, "You got it's every time it snows, anytime that it, you got to go out and get your car washed underneath, or the entire thing could rot out underneath."
It's funny to me that their first thing was like, "Do you live by an ocean?"
Yeah.
Because all the salt or whatever does so much damage to cars. Wow. All from brining. That is
from
crazy.
Brining. And so Senator O'Scanlan says they shouldn't keep doing this. They said the administration's response, Phil Murphy, has been to, since their lack of preparedness in November, has been to overcompensate. Now, whenever you go outside in a chilly day, you see government trucks dumping thousands of dollars of resources unnecessarily onto the roads. Increasing the use of brine wastes funds and exacerbates already deteriorated roadways. That's right. It also hurts the roads, the brine.
Well, what should they use? Cat litter?
Cat litter is good. No, how about not doing it every time it gets cold? I mean, if there's like a warning of a storm or something... But he's saying that it's too much now. They're doing it too much. We should get him on to talk about this. But you know why they do it, Dawn? The children. For the children.
Because they were ripped the last time because they messed up.
You see?
And they did not. Some school districts immediately caught it and said, uh-oh, forecast change.
Yeah.
But for some reason, a lot of governments just didn't listen.
You're right about that point. I also think, too, you know, the other problem, too, with Brian, Big Brian, he's got a lot of... You ever see go buy those big salt things
yes.
and you see how much stuff is in there?
Big money, you're saying? The vague?
I'm just saying. I got to wet my beak, you know what I mean? Hey, it's cold now. Go wet the roads. Go put some of that stuff down. Oh, I have that story here from the holiday party. You're going to want to hear this. So the Me Too era, which we're living in, except if you're in New Jersey and you work for the Governor Murphy, because then he doesn't care if you've been raped. But with the Me Too era here, Dawn, there's some advice about Christmas parties coming up. Excuse me, holiday winter wonderland parties. I don't think we can call them Christmas parties anymore. Greg, who is this woman who gave this warning?
Jennifer Weiner. She's a New York Times writer. She's also an author. She did In Her Shoes.
She's local.
Yeah, she's local.
From here.
That movie with Cameron Diaz and Toni Collette. She was on with the CBS Morning Crew.
So the Morning Crew of Gail King, Nora O'Donnell, and the other guy.
Yeah.
This is the CBS Morning Crew. Go ahead, take a listen.
Show. It seems every year somebody gets into trouble at the holiday party.
Every time.
So you think it's still necessary for us to have it?
Well, I mean, I have to ask, first of all, like, why are we having holiday parties at all? I
really?
Mean, well, don't...
For morale?
Okay, wouldn't you rather have an extra $100 in your paycheck
yes.
than have to go, like, put on the Spanx,
like,
put on the
heels, yeah.
be social with, the, you know, the guy with, like, the stale coffee breath who's been, like, kind of looking at your backside every time you go to the copier?
Uh-huh.
You know how that is.
Well, we're never... No, I don't.
You don't?
No one ever looks at my butt, Jen.
Oh, come on.
But let me tell you something. We're never given the option of, would you rather have more money or go to the holiday?
No, so
the holiday party is here.
Gail, do you need more money? Is that what it is? Gail King, are things tough?
Well, remember poor Gail was the shocked one with Charlie Rose because he never hit, you know, she was the only
one. Yeah, she's the only one. Nora O'Donnell's like, yeah, the guy couldn't keep the guy off
right.
me.
But
Gail King, why don't you reach out to Oprah? Ask her for $100.
Jennifer Weiner was like, you know, would you rather have $100? Gail King's like, yep, yeah.
I don't, nobody's giving me money. I don't understand. Wait a second. Wait. So things are tough in the Gail King household now. I get it. All right, go ahead.
Go to the holiday.
No,
so the holiday party is here.
Not optional. Have to do it.
Yeah, because again, if Gail King doesn't show up, it might have major career ramifications for her. So she better be there.
And it's tricky because, like I said in my article, men have a uniform. Okay, you put on a suit, you put on a tie, you're dressed.
Yes.
And if you decide you're overdressed, you take off the tie.
Yeah.
And
or
then
pants.
You're good to go. And for women, it's like, okay, if it says holiday festive, like, what does that mean? Does that mean, like, what I wore to work today plus a necklace? Like, and a cute shoe, and then I have to bring that, and what if it's not right?
And limiting alcohol consumption.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Key, right?
Yes. Do not drink. Have a friend. Have a plan. Like, if that guy who checks out your butt when you go to the copier corners you, mm-hmm. have a friend who is going to be, like, looking out for you and saying, like, you know, hey, Sarah, come on over here, you know, mm-hmm. with me.
Yeah.
Not with him.
Avoid the creepy guy.
Avoid the creepy guy.
What else can you do?
Yeah. What
That's
else
the other guy. So, I'm so glad he piped up. That's the other guy, John Dickerson, who at one point was the guy on the Sunday morning CBS
yes.
political show and the chief political reporter. Now he sits there and every now and then he goes, what else can you do? I'm the guy at the copier and I want to see some cheeks on the thing. So what else?
Yeah,
not with him.
Avoid the creepy guy.
Avoid the creepy guy.
What else can you do?
And then the creepy guy speaks up.
Oh, no.
He's like, oh, creepy guy. Wait, that's my cue.
Yeah,
not with him.
Avoid the creepy guy.
Avoid the creepy guy.
What else can you do?
Yeah. What else can you do at an office party? You know, I joke that, like, unfortunately, if I was telling somebody what to wear, I'd say a body camera at this point.
Oh,
so you, I know, right? A body camera and the Christine Blasey Ford Memorial one-piece bathing suit under the clothes. Which is-
at least she's not letting politics get into her holiday party advice.
What if she said something? What if she said, like, nah, I'm wearing my thong, my mini skirt, my 6-inch heels, but
yeah.
I got my gun and I got my big man.
Oh, they would have cut the segment, would have been psh, right? Like, oh, the other
got
guy would have piped up and been like, wait, I'm sorry, there's static right there. But they all went, oh, you're Christine Blasey Ford Spanx. Yay! Body cam. Like a cop, like she's a cop, a body cam.
By the way, as a guy, like, I feel like that makes me feel awful. Like, the like women think we're these big creeps that are just looking to, I don't know.
Well, I mean, in fairness,
Yeah. Not with him.
Avoid the creepy guy.
Avoid the creepy guy.
What else can you do?
Yeah, that's me, a creepy guy, yeah. Hey, what else can you do? I need to know the technique so I can still creep you out at the holiday party. Because, Nora, you're looking good. This is the time for the ad, right? No, later. Okay, later. All right, later.
Thinking about legs, Nora's legs.
I'm thinking about Nora's legs, but she doesn't need. You know, I want to apologize because I was unaware that there was a last minute nonsense with the farm bill at the very last minute. So there was a compromise to make the Democrats happy. Not good from what I'm understanding from some of the people that have analyzed this. They took away work requirements for the SNAP benefits and they put in billions of dollars in aid to the farmers who are being hurt by the agricultural tariffs that are going on. So the votes against it were actually, as far as I can tell, some pretty good votes. They were, and they include here, and I'm looking at my friend Phil Kirpin, and we'll ask Phil to come on the show tomorrow to break it down for us a little bit better. Tom Cotton, Chuck Grassley, Pat Toomey, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, who did vote against it, Mike Lee voting against it. So some good guys voting against it, nothing to do with the hemp thing. They were all in agreement on that part. But the issue of the handouts, the subsidies, a whole lot of big mess here with this bill, last minute compromise. So I read a piece here because I sounded enthusiastic after it passed. I didn't know that all this was being done at the last minute. Tear up the farm bill and start over, written by a couple of policy analysts over at the, the R Street Institute. They're a small government group and the Americans for Prosperity. And they're saying now a last minute compromise with the farm bill eliminates every semblance of reform. And right up until the last minute now, they expanded a loophole to allow distant relatives of farmers who don't even work on a farm or do any farming, such as cousins, nieces, and nephews, to get subsidies worth about $125,000 a year, about twice the national median household income. And you don't even have to be an actual farmer or do any actual farming to get these subsidies. So there's a big mess here at the end, and so I just wanted to apologize to you because if I sounded enthusiastic over it, I was enthusiastic over the fact that they were ending the prohibition on hemp, which makes great sense, but this is all more big spending, big government bloated nonsense. We'll have a little bit more analysis for you today. I can only do so much when the bill passes in the middle of the freaking show. What am I supposed to stop and read the compromise and then analyze the compromise and... anyway,
this time of year, it seems, I think you were saying this last week, this time of year, this is what they do. You have something good they want to get through, but they sneak some additives in there.
Yeah, it's like the last minute, they plump it up. Now, Dawn, I'm just saying this. I don't think it's ever appropriate for a teacher to send nude photos to a student. I want to be very clear on that point.
Good.
But I want to ask this question. Why did that never happen when we were kids in high school?
Thank you.
And here's my other question I want to ask. Oof. Why did it never happen with a former ex-Miss Kentucky?
Oh, man. Oh, these kids.
This is what I mean. I don't understand the times in which you're living in. This never happened when I was a kid.
Do you ever remember any of your teachers being attractive?
No.
I remember none of mine. Like they're all... Yeah.
There was one in my high school.
But doesn't it seem like all these stories of these women who are sexting these kids in high school, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, they're all very attractive women.
This has been going on forever. It's just now there's evidence because the mom...
Right.
Because if you're the parent and you see that, you're furious. But I think it's...
If you're the dad and you see that, you're going, what am I doing wrong? What have I taught you that we're doing right here?
You could get dads to go to parent-teacher conferences right there. Like, oh, I have to meet with Ms. Smith.
I mean, I'm not joking about people that prey on children. I'm talking about an 18-year-old senior in high school who's an adult, but this is former Miss Kentucky. In this case, was also a 15-year-old, which is disgusting. But she's gorgeous Miss Kentucky sending pictures to a teenager.
Ew.
I don't 15. Get that.
Oh, that's God. Disgusting, though.
So
if I were that parent, obviously I would be flipping out.
Yeah.
And calling the cops.
Although in Kentucky, is that okay in Kentucky? Yeah, that's like, what I want to know too. Is like that like what? So old, 15.
No, terrible. If you had said, because kids are older nowadays because you hold back, especially boys. So right. If this were an 18 or 19 year old, we'd feel differently about it.
Absolutely. Without question. Even a 17 year old guy, because that's, you know, she may not know he's 17. I think he's an adult at 18. She knows.
She's a perv.
Pervy little perv. Again, where were these teachers when I was 17 and 18 in high school is my question.
I feel gypped, don't you?
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, there you go.
We didn't have that experience as a child with our
teachers. Let's see now. We also have here a couple of other things. I'll have to do the PETA story tomorrow. But Bill and Hillary Clinton, Dawn, they've decided they're going to sell discounted tickets on Groupon after sparse crowds for their speaking tour.
Oops. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I saw one thing, like, they couldn't even sell them for, like, $7.
Seven? They couldn't even do that?
Offering $7.
Wow. I mean, he might even invite the coal people for free if this keeps up. Yeah, the Philadelphia. Tickets in Philadelphia for April 12th have been reduced from $208 to $85, and I'll bet you they get reduced even further. Because I don't know a whole lot of people coughing up $85 to see them.
I'm not going to get that.
Just come on in and see me and for free. Groupon. Let's see what we can do on Groupon today. Ooh, 10 tickets to Bill and Hillary's speaking tour in Philadelphia. That or half off at IHOP. I'll go with the half off at IHOP. Thank you very much. It's amazing.
It's like when you go to Michael's and everybody has those discount coupons on their phones. Cool. Thanks.
No, that.
Hang on, Dawn. Let's just let it hang out there for a minute.
Stop. I'm sure I have
my joke at bottom
on my phone.
Dawn's trying to save you. I'm not going to let her.
It's fine.
We all have coupons on our phones.
Don't let her.
It's like
it's true.
Like they Hindenburg. It's just awful.
I always tell you this. She sometimes, you know. Michaels.
I get no.
It's a 30% off coupon.
That's
thank you, Dawn.
That's the thing I love about Rich is that if your joke isn't up to par, he will let it just hang out there and bomb. Which is exactly what should happen. It's exactly what should happen.
We have to be honest and truthful.
Yeah, I know
in this
exactly.
Show, right?
Exactly.
I know, but Big Dan's got a coupon on his phone right now for Michaels. Tell the truth. For artificial trees.
No. I don't go to Michaels. I try not to go to Michaels.
Can I ask you the question the entire audience is thinking, what the hell is Michaels?
You know, it's like a craft store.
It's a craft store.
Why are you going to a craft store, Greg?
He does arts and crafts.
Why are you going to Michaels with coupons on your phone?
Because they have
this
good
discounts. This is creepier than Miss Kentucky texting 15-year-olds. We've got to get to the bottom of this, Dawn.
They have good deals there. You
they
can get
do.
A bunch of...
I love that all stores accept coupons from your phone now, but he goes with Michaels.
Right, Michaels.
It's
right.
Just because it was the last right. store I went to.
Right.
No.
Dan, great point. Like Dick's Sporting Goods or Michaels, Arts and Crafts.
No, it's...
It's fantastic.
They sell Christmas decorations. Help me out, Dawn.
No, we're not helping you out.
Scented pine just cones. And picture frames.
So anyway, you know what else I was thinking about here? Actually, you ever go to CVS and get those long receipts?
Yes.
So a guy got a 6-foot-long receipt. He was able to patch up a window in his home with one. I'm not even joking. I get those all the time. Those, you know, and you stand there and they go, the woman looks at you and she goes, you got some coupons coming. But if I don't, you know, if I use the app, I don't get that cool experience of walking out and flipping it over 17 times, my CVS coupons. But I guess, Greg, you have the app for that, right?
I deserve everything.
Or is it just Michael's,
no,
Greg?
I deserve everything I get in this segment, 100%.
Like, you could have gone with Victoria's Secret, right?
Yeah.
Here's a guy with no kids and a hot wife. You could have been like, it's like every time at Victoria's Secrets, I got to show this instead. Michael's, where he buys his yarn to do the big knitting project for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
All right, we should do this thing because we're way over now.
On Twitter. I'm going to give it to Johnny Cook. He says, Rich, the speech that Dawn gave extolling the virtues of hemp, how many times did you hear a guy in your college dorm give that exact same spiel? She left out that George Washington grew it. They always said that, too.
See?
Well Johnny done, Johnny. Excellent work, Johnny Cook. And this is brought to you by Michaels. Flemington Furs.
Flemington
Furs sponsors Who Won Twitter. What fabulous feels like.
Rizzioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.